And that means for Corey, the end of the Tony Romo era.
Yep, that is the end of the Tony Romo era. 14 memorable seasons as the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, I was and still am a very big fan of Tony Romo. So,
will you root for him wherever he goes?
Yeah, I would root for him to do well. I want to see him do well. I want to see him go. Oh boy, I'm like, wait a minute, where's this music coming from?
That was great music. I had that. I didn't even mean to have that.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. It wasn't me. Good.
Yeah. So
good work, Michael.
That you know, I'm going to root for him wherever he ends up at. Hopefully, he plays, you know, a couple more years and he goes a little bit, you know, he goes deeper into the playoffs and gets a couple playoffs. I hope he wins the Super Bowl. Like,
you'd be crushed if he wins the Super Bowl.
I hope he gets to the Super Bowl. I hope he has a chance to play in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? And if he does play in the Super Bowl, and he's like the quarterback of the Texans or the Broncos or something like that, I want him to beat the crap out the New York Giants in the Super Bowl, like, and just and like do a late game winning drive to crush the spirits of New York Giant fans.
But what if they play the Cowboys?
Huh? Oh, then he has to lose. Then it's over. You know, shake hands at the beginning of the game, and then we'll give him a hug when it's all over.
He'll want to win that one real badly.
He would definitely want to win that one real bad. You know, because this is not the end of my relationship with Tony Romo. In essence, it's a new beginning. You feel what I'm saying, Greg?
Yeah.
It looks like it's finality, but these things happen. People go forward. They move on. So, you know, I'm maybe in about week 10 of this season, I started saying, okay, closure is going to be needed at some point. And, you know, I struggled with it for a little bit, but I started liking a new guy, you know what I'm saying? And I understand it's tough and it's difficult, but I was able to accept it. Now, today, you know, we get really to the finality of it, and then he'll sign with a new team, and then he'll go. He'll take the number 9 jersey and all the memorable moments, and he'll leave for a new franchise and a new fan base. And I hope that new fan base treats him as well as I treated him. Because there's not too many fans like me. And I hope wherever he goes next, there's at least one loyal, dedicated fan that will be there with him through thick and thin. And, you know, not be critical of him. Not, you know, you can be critical of him, but don't give him too much of a hard time. This guy is an undrafted free agent. Remember that. He's an undrafted free agent. This is not no big number one draft pick out of UCLA or some big number one draft pick from the SEC, some all-world quarterback that's been, you know, trained to be a quarterback since he was 9 years old. No, this is underdog Anthony Romo. This is tough, Greg. You know, I've seen Tony Romo. He waved at me at FedEx Field.
Waved at you?
He waved at me at FedEx Field. Remember, this is the game he hurt his back. I was at the back injury game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he spun out and he did the little thing he does. He got out of trouble and he threw the ball deep downfield to Terrence Williams.
Sure.
This was against Washington late in the season. It was week 14. I was playing for a fantasy title that week, as a matter of fact. I remember. And I had Pierre Garçon. How about that? And Pierre Garçon scored in that game. Matter of fact, he scored the touchdown when Romo them came back. When he spun is when he hurt his back, and he threw it, and he hit Terrence Williams. And then DeMarco Murray scored a few plays later. And then as they was walking off the field, I was in the corner by the end zone.
Right.
And he waved at me.
Just you personally. Hey, fantasy executive.
We made eye contact.
How you doing, boy?
And he waved at me. So that was, you know, that was the back injury game right there. That was tough. He was limping around. You just saw the true grit of Tony Romo. Like he was bent over. He was hunched over. And Jason Garrett was just peering at him on the sideline. But he kept fighting. You know what I'm saying? He knew how important it was to us to beat Washington that day. And he was excellent in the fourth quarter, leading, orchestrating the comeback drive with a chronically bad back. Threw a touchdown pass to DeMarco Murray. So that's one of the great Tony Romo memories I have. So, and then of course, another time, a lot of the comeback victories versus the New York Giants were very seminal in my years He came back, New York Giants a couple times. It was a big one in the Meadowlands a few years. Bill Parcells' era, it was a big one in the Meadowlands. And he went, he hit Jason Witten because he didn't trust that Terrell Owens to catch the football. And then Martin Gramatica hit a 50-yard field goal. It was very, very happy household that day. You know, the Thanksgivings. We shared Thanksgivings together. Me and this man have spent 14 Thanksgivings together. We were together on 14 straight holidays. You know? And we had people along with us through this journey, like, you know, Terrell Owens and the great Jason Witten, our BFF. So we had a lot of those moments together. So I was, playoff win against the Lions, playoff win against the Eagles, you know, you just to see Tony Romo in that situation. It's been great, you know what I mean? When he went to San Francisco and played with the broken rib. Remember that game, Greg? Mm-hmm. Played with a broken rib against the 49ers, went out there, and he beat San Francisco with banged up ribs. It's been some sad moments, too, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, 44-6 to Philadelphia, that was very painful. The big interception in FedEx Field against Washington, you know. The losses against the Giants, you know. Obviously, the playoff loss and stuff like that. But just his whole thing, you know, his first career start, I watched it, was very pleased, and I was like, you know, this is going to be my quarterback. You know, this is going to be my guy. You know, I thank Bill Parcells for finding him. And I thank Drew Bledsoe for getting out the way and not making, you know, a big deal of it. So those are some of the memories and moments that I have with my buddy Tony Romo. Now, you know, you got the situation in Seattle with the field goal, you know, with the botched snap. And I think he recovered nicely from that. And listen, does he have the credentials that a Troy Aikman or a Roger Staubach have? No. But he is better than damn Danny White. You feel what I'm saying? You got a lot of people say, oh, Danny White was a better Cowboy quarterback. Hell no. So, you know, those are some of the moments, my favorite moment. But, you know, playing that, when he broke that rib and that rib punctured his lung, that was, I'd never seen that kind of strength in a human being. So, there you go. You know, and we've been through this journey together, me and Romo. You know what I'm saying? Since I was on the Roto Express in the morning, everybody's known me as a Tony Romo guy. They used to laugh and joke and say I was going to draft him in the first round of fantasy drafts. You know, I've never had a fantasy team that's won a championship that Tony Romo was on. They've always played very well to late in the season, and then they lose in like week 15. But yeah, so it's been a hell of a ride. You know what I mean? I want to thank Romo, his family, you know, all the haters out there that is always counting him out. I want them to know that, you know, this man was a part of my life, and I want to personally thank Tony Romo for 14 great years from, you know, from my quarterback. It's my quarterback.
And there it is. Corey Parsons, goodbye to Anthony Romo, who, again, I must state, has never won a damn thing.